Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
August is slipping past.
And you don't want to let this week's shopping show slide past either.
We have returning Redwood Curtain Theater this week, along with Humboldt State Family Sports Pass.
There's Pace Chem Dry back on the next show, along with Redwood Yogurt in Arcata.
There's Northwoods Restaurant, Hoppy Froyo's, and rooms at the Super 8 Motel in Central Point.
We have Westside Pizza in Arcata and Fortuna, along with Ferndale Pizza for Saturday's show.
There's also annual sports passes to College of the Redwoods Athletics, along with Cafe Nooner coupons.
Can't wait till Saturday?
You can buy off the website right now and save 25%.
That's at theshoppingshow.net.
For a printed list, go to Murphy's Markets in Humboldt or McDonald's in Brookings and Crescent City.
Remember to review the rules and conditions on the coupons and at the website.
If you have questions, just call and ask.
Tune in Saturday morning at 8 on KINS 106.3 FM, KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And on KEKA FM 101.5, 100.9 in Eureka and 104.9 in Junction City.
This is Erin Dunn from the Fortuna Chamber of Commerce with a community comment. This past weekend, I had a chance to see the new movie, Amy, about the heartbreakingly tragic singer, Amy Winehouse. I've been fascinated by Amy Winehouse since first seeing her on an American talk show. By then, she was already deep into drugs, but her pure voice and unmistakable style was seemingly unaffected. Watching her story, which was intriguingly told using hours of real video, including her ride in a cab on the way to meet the record label manager for the first time, you can almost see the moment when things went so terribly wrong for her. In the beginning, you could see the honest joy she had just singing. She captivated everyone that heard her, and she was having fun. She knew she was blessed to be making a living at what she loved doing. Her friends talked about her heavy drinking from an early age. Her life changed when she turned 9 and her parents divorced. But then she meets Blake. He introduces her to crack cocaine and heroin, and she's off to the races. That, on top of heavy drinking, leads to her wasting away. She tries to get clean. While her famous song says no to rehab, she eventually went for help. The first time she insisted on going to rehab with Blake. When one doctor turned down her request for both of them to attend the same facility at the same time, she searched until she found one that did. Needless to say, she didn't stay sober. Between the enablers, her drinking and bulimia, and the hard drugs, she really didn't have a chance. During one of her clean times when she was a big winner at the Grammys, she took a friend aside and said, "It's no fun without the drugs." Her session with Tony Bennett was devastatingly beautiful. She was vulnerable and nervous, and he was the consummate professional, encouraging her and propping up the tragically talented jazz singer. She had everything to live for, a talent that will not be duplicated, and yet, her demons were too many and her coping skills too few. Her father and her new manager let her down. Touring was their main source of income, and it eventually killed her. While watching the movie, it seemed like drugs and drinking brought comfort, and she could count on them. She knew what to expect, so she hid away with them. It made me think about the drug addicts here in Humboldt County that are living without treatment, either by choice or by lack of opportunity, and I wonder how they can overcome it. A talented, wealthy singer couldn't do it. What are they supposed to do? We all know we need to find a way to fight drug addiction. It killed Amy Winehouse, and it's killing Humboldt County. But how? It almost seems beyond what our services and our budget can handle. Tough love? Rehab? Shipping the homeless drug addicts back to their city of origin? If we want to address crime and homelessness, we need to address drug addiction. It's a tough one, but for the grace of God, go I. This has been Erin Dunn with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.